Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So the Red Sox one out away from a shutout, combined shutout for Bayo and Jansen. Here's a swing by Varsho. Line drive to center. Duran's there, and he has it. Easy 1-2-3, ninth inning for Kenley Jansen. And a beautifully pitched game by the Red Sox tonight. And as a result, the game played in just 2 hours and 5 minutes. Whew. Red Sox win it 3-0. Jansen comes on for his 25th save in 28 opportunities. And Lou, you said it, Brian Bayo, best we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's the best. That's the best game he's ever pitched in the big leagues.
Hard to argue with Mr. Maloney there. Dazzling, I think, is the word I heard and saw on Twitter a bunch, and that's a great way to put it. Brian Bayo, his best start ever. First time he's actually ever lived up to the Baby Pedro nickname, which has become a joke most of this year, as he had not been having a good year. His record's good, but his ERA was up around 5 going into that game. And really, since June, he's been better. He hasn't been good. This month of August, his ERA was in the 4s, so it's not like he's been, you know, killing it out there every night. But last night, he was killing it, and the Blue Jays had no answer for him. He was throwing bowling balls out there. And the Red Sox come away with another win. The Twins get smacked around by the Atlanta Braves, and now the Red Sox find themselves 3 games out of that third wild card. Real quick, I know you never really counted them dead or anything like that. Now, have they drawn you back in? Are you fully invested now in this wild card race again?
Fully invested is probably strong, but I don't know how you can watch that game last night and not get a little like, ooh, wait, our baby Pedro is going to pitch 8 innings scoreless? Like, we're going to look like that right there is a playoff baseball team type win, right?
Yes.
You got supposedly one of your better pitchers, as you said, like he hasn't had a great year, but he was supposedly trending toward, could this be your ace?
Right.
Or could this be one of your top rotation guys on the mound, dominant, and your closer comes in, ends it like, wasn't that playoff baseball? Wasn't that like big boy baseball? That's what you want to pretend you are. It's like yesterday I asked, what are you going to hang your hat on? You didn't feel like you had those. You didn't feel like you could count on anybody to go 8 innings and then hand it over to the closer, right? Like That's not who they've really been.
No, they haven't been like that at all. Tanner Houck's probably the only exception because
right.
He pitches deep into games, but that's it. I mean, you can't say that about Pivetta, can't say that about Cutter Crawford, can't say that about Cooper Criswell, and that's basically your whole rotation right there. So,
right.
Yes, I'd agree. That's not it. And also, Tyler O'Neill put one over the monster, which was just a towering shot. It registered at 405. That looked like it went about 520 feet. That was an absolute bomb.
I fight with those numbers and all the time. You watch these and like they don't make sense. They don't add up. I don't believe the computers. I'm anti-computers.
I'd sooner believe Ted Williams actually hit the red seat than that ball only went 405 feet.
But
that was a
you know who probably really liked
job.
That home run?
Who?
The skipper, as you would call him. The
skipper probably liked it, yes.
Because he's been complaining about a lack of right-handed pop at Fenway Park. Right?
I've also been complaining about that, but yes, absolutely. And that was nice to see. But I guess that's sort of the point. Like, I'm still not in on the Red Sox yet. I'll get there if they actually occupy that third wild card spot at some point between
well, yeah,
now and the end of the season.
It. Fine. You have faith. No. Faith is believing in what you don't see.
I am sticking to my guns here, which is that they did not do enough at the deadline, and that's going to sink them. But, you know, we'll see. Here's the thing. Tyler O'Neill is not someone you can rely on this year. He's been in and out of the lineup all season long, and it seems like, you know, he pops in, hits a couple of home runs, boom, he's back on the IL, and that's the way it's been. This month, when he's played, he's hitting under 200. So it's not like, you know, Tyler O'Neill's some guy that you can just count on to come out there and mash when he's at Fenway or when he's anywhere else. And Brian Bayo's another one. Like, that was the best start he's ever had in his life. You expect him to do that the rest of the summer? You expect him to do that all through September? I don't.
Well, that's why I compared them to that hot girl that likes the attention and is a bit of a tease. This is what they are.
Yeah.
If they were the ugly girl, we wouldn't be paying attention. They're not the ugly girl. They're the hot girl. But she doesn't really have any interest in us.
No.
It's not going to pay off. We're not going to have a relationship in the long run.
No, she just sent you a hey text, you know?
Exactly.
After 3 weeks of just ghosting you.
Exactly.
You know? And I was like, hey, what's up? Hey.
And then if you stop
watching her. I was thinking about you today.
Right. And then if you stop watching her, she's going to come by in a bikini and you're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah, and Tyler O'Neill is going to hit a home run over the monster.
That was the bikini. Last night was a bikini shot.
Mm-hmm.
Last night lured you back in. You wanted to ignore her and move on and, you know, forget about. And now you're back in.
I got to tell you, this analogy really is landing with me.
I know. Mean, Keith hated it.
It is.
Apparently, it didn't work nights, but screw him. He doesn't work nights either.
That's why they put us together. And
put us together.
So there you go.
And you can appreciate my analogy.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
That being said, in this analogy, you don't get the girl.
No, you don't.
In the end.
Ultimately, what I think is going to happen here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!